Welcome to the Mountain Bailey Photography Podcast. It's March 6, 2017, and this is episode 563. Having completed my two Snow Monkeys and Hokkaido Japan Winter Wildlife Tours for 2017, today we conclude our travelogue series for Tour 1 with a condensed walkthrough of our last 4 days over at the Chiritoko Peninsula. We spend 3 days in Daosu where we photograph the sea eagles, and in the afternoon we generally head down the Notsuke Peninsula to photograph the deer and northern red foxes. On our way over to Daosu, we visit a number of Ural owl nests that I know of, but none of the owls are on their nests this year. I've spoken to a guide friend in Hokkaido, and apparently they all disappeared at the end of last year. This is probably due to some of the Asian country visitors throwing things at the nests to make the owls open their eyes or fly. The problem with Asian visitors treating the wildlife with total disrespect is a growing issue in Hokkaido, which needs action to be taken. I'll be talking more about this in the coming weeks, as something absolutely despicable happened at the cranes the day before we arrived to photograph them on tour 2. Anyway, on our way over to Daosu on our first afternoon, we paid our first visit to the Notsuke Peninsula and had an encounter with the oldest Ezo deer stag I've ever seen. Artistically, I prefer this photo, but I have a second one from the side which shows the stag's antlers better, and they're so big that the aging stag can no longer fully grow them without them becoming misshaped. I was in two minds as to whether or not to include this image, but I decided to, because on tour 2 we found this old guy laying by the roadside almost dead. He looked in such a bad way that I felt sure he'd be dead before we revisited the peninsula the following day, but he had moved about 20 meters and was actually eating while lying down when we went back. On the third day that we visited, there was some blood and fur on the ground where he'd been, so we think that he had probably died and the park wardens removed his body as the foxes had started to eat him. I'm not sure if that's what happened, and I'm not sure that I agree to depriving the foxes of a good meal either, but that's what we saw. I shot this image with my 200 to 400mm lens with the 1.4x extender engaged for a focal length of 506mm and a shutter speed of 1/1000th of a second at f9 with the ISO set to 2000. I could have gone a little bit slower on the shutter speed as he wasn't moving much, but I was shooting handheld with this long lens, so it's better to speed it up a little. On the same afternoon, we were able to photograph a lot of northern red foxes. More than I've seen on the Notsuke Peninsula before, and some of them were in pairs, like the ones in this photo. Here, this pair were comparing the size of their mouths, which is something I believe they do to establish their pecking order, or to threaten the other fox. Although I love to photograph the foxes on the snow, it was nice for a change to find them on top of these fishing nets. These nets too are usually under the snow anyway, but we've had a warm winter in Hokkaido again this year. I shot this image with the same settings as the previous image, but with a focal length of 461mm. The following morning, at the start of day 9, we went out for our first voyage to shoot the sea eagles. I have literally hundreds of photos of eagles from this trip, so it was difficult to whittle down my selection to represent these majestic birds in this single episode. But I've tried to give you a good cross-section as we progress today. Most of the time the eagles are swooping down parallel to our boat, so the majority of our shots are naturally from the side, but occasionally they swoop towards us, as we can see in this first photo of a Stella's sea eagle. There was no sea ice again for this tour, which made it the third tour in a row, as we didn't get ice on either tour last year. I actually prefer it in many ways when there's no ice, as we are now just throwing fish into the sea, so it looks more natural than the eagles taking fish from the top of the ice. Of course, the chances of an eagle catching a plaice from the surface of the water is almost zero, but we'll have to overlook that. I shot this image at f10 with a shutter speed of 1/1000 of a second at ISO 800. For all of the eagle shots from the boat, I used my 100-400mm Mark II lens. Another shot that I wanted to share from this first eagle shoot is this one of a white-tailed eagle. I have many shots of the eagles nicely framed, but something that I like to do is to get in so close that I purposefully crop off the wings to get a more intimate look at the bird, as I did here. Of course, I can pull back and get the entire bird in, but I just like doing this, even though it drives some people crazy. It gives us a better look at the details of the bird and the water droplets left by the catch. I shot this at 1/1000 of a second, ISO 400, with an aperture of f10 at 400mm. In case you didn't catch my mentioning this last year, you might want to note that I'm shooting all of my images with the Canon EOS 5DSR, including these very fast-paced wildlife shots. The autofocus is definitely up to the task, and with good technique, you can certainly work with the slow frame rate. Rather than shooting long bursts, though, you have to time your exposures perfectly. I generally wait until the eagle sticks out its talons before starting to release the shutter, and this usually gives me one frame with the talons forward, sometimes one with the bird looking like it's standing straight up in the water standing on the fish, and a second or third frame of the bird pulling the fish out of the water. With just 2 to 3 frames per swoop, I don't have to look through so many images, and I feel that this technique has helped to make me a better photographer. After lunch, we drove back down the Nootka Peninsula and were able to capture a number of northern red fox images again, but we got better images on our visit from the last day, so we'll skip these for today. Next up is a shot from the following morning with the eagles as an example of my first frame of a burst where the Stella's sea eagle has his talons out forward reaching for a fish. As you may be able to see, we had some light snow on this second morning with the eagles, which adds some nice atmosphere. It was heavily overcast though, so I was shooting with ISO 4000 at this point, at 1/1000 of a second with an aperture of f9. Using high ISOs still scares many people, but if you take control of your exposure and ensure that you're exposing to the right, so that the image data is close to the right side of the histogram, you really don't see any grain, even with the super high resolution of the 5DSR body. That's another myth that people like to use as an excuse to not like this camera, by the way. I've taken great pride in blowing these myths out of the water over the last 2 years. High ISOs on most modern DSLR cameras are only a problem if you allow them to intimidate you. Most people are scared to increase the ISO, so they shoot a darker image and then try to lighten it up in post-processing. But this causes the image to be recorded in the middle of the histogram, where you start to see more grain. So when you push the image in post, you amplify the grain. Then people feel thankful that they didn't push the ISO further, adding more grain, but the reverse is actually true. It's better to push your ISO in the camera rather than push the images in post. Yes, I know all about ISO invariance, but that only works if you can keep your base image at ISO 100. And when there's as little light as there was on some of these shoots, that's not possible. I discussed how I tested the ISO invariance of my 5DSR in episode 520. So if you'd like to take a look, go to mbp.ac/520. At the end of our second eagle shoot, we spent 15 minutes photographing the eagles over at the harbour wall. Because the wall has snow on it, it bounces beautiful diffused light back up onto the underside of the eagles, as you can see in this shot. It was still snowing, adding that second level of atmosphere over the eagle, but also along the bottom of the image where the sky was a little darker, making the snow stand out a little more. Pretty much all of the images that we've looked at so far are totally uncropped, so the level of detail in these 50 megapixel files is absolutely incredible. My Canon ImageProGraph Pro 4000 printer has been sitting dormant for the last 2 months as I've travelled. But I'm looking forward, now that I've actually finished all three tours, to getting caught up on other work and then having a mad printing session. And this is one of the images that I can't wait to print out pretty big and explore the details in the print. Of course, I can see the detail on the screen, especially now that I'm using the new BenQ 4K display, but there's nothing like poring over a nice big print to appreciate the detail in an image. After lunch, we visited the Nordske Peninsula again and encountered a number of foxes that seemed bent on providing us with some more excellent photographic opportunities, as we can see here. This young fox was playing with a piece of fur, perhaps from a coat or other garment. It doesn't look like natural fur, not to me at least. Although the fur isn't natural, I still quite like this image, showing the playful nature of these beautiful animals despite them braving some pretty harsh weather through the winter out on the peninsula. He threw this fur up into the air and caught it, then shook it around as dogs often do. So it was fun to watch as well as photograph. My settings were 1/1000th of a second at f11, ISO 1600. Here's another shot of a fox from the same afternoon, as one got up and stretched on top of another fishing net, this time black, providing some nice contrast. It's snowing again, adding that atmosphere that I like, and the sea in the background add extra context. I make good use of the digital level in the viewfinder of the 5DSR to help me ensure that things like the horizon in this shot are straight right in camera, even when hand-holding. This helps me to keep as many pixels as possible for big prints. I crop an image if necessary, but generally I like to avoid it, even just by the small amount required to rotate an image to straighten a wonky horizon. I shot this at 1/500th of a second at f9 with ISO 3200. For the first few days that we ventured out to photograph the eagles, it had been overcast, so there was no dawn shoot. But on the third morning we were due to go out, it was going to be clear, so we set out before the sun came up, and this allowed us to photograph the eagles in the warm dawn light, as you can see in this next image. I've included this shot not only to illustrate the warm light, but also because I like the water frozen in time, as the Stellar Sea Eagle whisks his frozen fish from the water. We were also lucky on this day that the wind direction had changed, now blowing in from the open sea, which means that the birds had the sun on their faces more often as they flew into the wind. I shot this at f8 with a shutter speed of 1/1250th of a second at ISO 1600. Another shot from this morning that I really like is this one of a Stellar Sea Eagle breaking free from the water. He had taken a large wave and sunk down until the water came over his head, and I have a shot of that too, but he doesn't look overly majestic. But then in this frame, with all of that water behind him, he looks every bit as magnificent as these birds are. This image is cropped a little from the top right corner, as it happened a little bit far away, and I was at full reach with my 100-400mm lens. My settings were f8 with a shutter speed of 1/1250th of a second at ISO 1600. I still have to go back and further cull my eagle shots from this first Japan wildlife tour for 2017, but it was an incredibly productive trip. The great thing about shooting when it's clear at Daosu is that you can get some beautiful views of Mount Daosu behind the town, so I capitalized on that a little as I saw this eagle doing some acrobatics in this photograph that we'll finish our eagle shots with. If I had planned this, it would probably have been better to stop the aperture down to f14 to get just a little bit more definition in the mountain. But I like the separation that the eagle being totally sharp affords us, so it doesn't bother me too much. I shot this at f10 with a 1250th of a second shutter speed at ISO 800. After our eagle shoot, we checked out of our hotel and headed around the base of the Shiretoko Peninsula heading for Utoro. And on the way, we stopped for our birch tree intentional camera movement shoot, which has become a tradition as we start to wind down after our hectic tour. To get this effect, I simply set the shutter speed to a 25th of a second and then move the camera downwards quickly and release the shutter just as the bottom of the trees start to enter the frame. I shot the light side of the road first, as I've done for many years, and then we also walked across the road to a spot where we can get a very dark background, caused by some pine trees behind the front line of birch. I have started to prefer this scene to the white one, although I do find that this comes across a little more sinister, especially compared to the light, airy version. After our birch tree shoot, we continued our drive to the Utoro side of the Shiretoko Peninsula. As is often the case, as we reached the coast, we were greeted by sea ice, covering the water as far as the eye could see. It just doesn't always make its way around the tip of the peninsula and down into Daosu. We spent some time photographing the Oshinkoshin Falls and visited the Shiretoko National Park at the end of our 11th day and on the morning of the last day. In the park, I led a group to look for some woodpeckers and other birds, and Yukiko, our tour conductor, led a second group down to the end of the valley for a bit of landscape work. And just a nice walk, really. I got a few shots of a great spotted woodpecker and a nuthatch, but they aren't special enough to share here, so we'll wrap this up for today and conclude the series. Before we actually close, though, I'd like to play you the recording that I made on the bus to get some great comments from our wonderful tour group. Okay, so here we are at the end of the first of the two winter wildlife tours for this year, and I'm about to do my traditional walk around the bus and get a comment from each of the participants. So, Chris, would you like to say something?
Yeah, this is Chris from Germany. Wildlife was just amazing, but the major part was the learning from Martin, which was incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. You got anything to say?
Yeah, Tom from the US. Love the wildlife. I love the scenery. And now I'm waiting, ready to get back home.
I'm sure it's been a good spell. Jane?
Yep. Hi, this is Jane from Lancashire in the UK. It's been wonderful. Japan's been amazing. For me, the highlight was the snow monkey. Second day, we had great atmosphere with the snow. Martin helped a lot about manual exposure. Absolutely superb. And a bit of culture with the Shinto blessing.
Thank you.
Martin.
Hi, my name is Martin from Vienna, Austria. Enjoyed the second day of the snow monkeys a lot, and also the eagles, and I learned a lot on this tour. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, here we go, Barbara.
Hi, this is Barbara from the UK. We've had a spectacular trip. The scenery was amazing, the wildlife was fantastic, and the snow monkeys in the snow was just the icing on the cake for me.
Oh, brilliant. Good stuff. Tracy?
Hi, it's Tracy from the UK. Dream holiday come true. Wildlife beyond expectations. Learned lots with the camera, thanks to Martin. So hopefully can't wait to develop my thousands of pictures that I've taken. But no, it's been a fantastic holiday.
Brilliant. Good stuff. Julia?
Julia from the UK. Foxes and the beer. Thank you.
Chris?
Chris from the US, the snow monkeys, dream come true for me to see them with the snow on their fur and in the tub. Seeing the cranes dance was also kind of life-changing for me, and I really liked the sea eagles way more than I thought I would.
That's good.
And I learned a lot about exposure and a lot about photography, thanks to Martin, so it's just been a great holiday all around. Japan is wonderful.
Good, thank you. Frederick, you want to say a few words?
Frederick from Washington, coming back with much better picture than I expected, thanks to the great guidance.
Thank you.
Chris from Brockware in England. No real highlights. They were all highlights. Got to come back, though, to have the stellar sea eagles on the ice.
Yeah.
And the other thing is I've learnt to push the exposure to the right.
Good stuff. Okay, Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark from California. Great time. Highlights for me, probably the elegance of the cranes and the power of the sea eagles. Great stuff. Thanks to Martin for a fine tour.
Okay, thank you. Leslie,
hi, Leslie from the UK. I really enjoyed the swans, surprisingly, panning, and also the cranes from the bridge. Fantastic. Yeah. We've had a wonderful time.
Good stuff. Yukiko, would you like to say something?
I'm Yukiko Higuchi from Yokohama. I really enjoy this tour, and I would like to appreciate for all of the guests and Martin and Oikawa-san and every hotel and restaurant. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's finish it up with a big round of applause for our illustrious driver for driving us around the island safely for these 9 days. Okay, Oikawa-san, let me get to the next one. Okay, and finally, of course, to thank you to you for coming.
It's always nice to hear the voices of the participants like this, especially as I've now also finished Tour 2 as I prepared this episode. In 3 or 4 weeks, as I complete the travelogue for Tour 2, it'll be nice to hear from my second wildlife group for 2017 as well. A special bond is formed with many of the members of my groups, so I treasure these recordings, as well as the group photos that I make on each trip. Because our 2018 tours have now filmed, we've started to take bookings for 2019, so if you might be interested, please check out the details and book at mbp.ac/ww2019. If you'd like to be added to the wait list for the 2018 tours, please drop us a line with the contact form that's linked from the top of all of the pages on the website at martinbaileyphotography.com. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. Subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. If you have a moment to rate the podcast or leave us a review in iTunes, that helps to keep us relevant in the huge number of podcasts out there now. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.